This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, May 9th. God's word to you today is benefit. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 to 18 from the Voice translation, and it says, "You see, the short-lived pains of this life are creating for us an eternal glory that does not compare to anything we know here. So we do not set our sights on the things we can see with our eyes. Instead, we focus on the things we cannot see, which live on and on. We were dead through our trespasses and our sins. We were dead. We were not bad people that were going to be made good people. We were dead and we were made alive. We all would have been in trouble, but God, who is rich in mercy. It is by grace alone that we have been saved, and not of works, lest any man boasts. In fact, one of the easiest ways to end up in hell is to try to earn your way to heaven. I want to point your attention to Ephesians 2 verse 10, which says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, and so we can do the things he planned for us long ago." I want us to sit with this passage and study it. Couples, life group, friends, prayer partners, study it. What does this mean? Please read Ephesians 3 verses 1 to 21 from the New Revised Standard Version. The first thing that we see is that some things are only revealed. It is a good thing to have teachings preaching on various subjects and topics, but it is a beautiful thing when we study the Word. It is good to look at different topics and different areas of life and the application of the Word, but it is so powerful that we just read the Bible for the Bible and to understand what the mind of God really is. As we study the Bible, as we talk about God's word one to another, as we share God's word, as we discuss it with people we do life with, God says that he will open a book of remembrance for us. Ephesians 3 verse 1 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles." Paul was in physical prison when he wrote the book of Ephesians. Even though Paul was in prison, he was not throwing a pity party. He was not asking people to pity him because he was in prison. Paul did not say, "See what I am getting for all the good that I have done." He was not even writing letters to the church with a prayer point. Paul's letters were not to request that a prayer meeting or a prayer vigil should be held on his behalf. Paul, even though he was in prison, was serving the purposes of God. Ephesians 3 verse 1 says, "For the benefit of you Gentiles." In other words, Paul was saying he was in prison for their benefit. How does his being in prison benefit anyone? The truth is that everybody will have problems. The people who do not have problems are in the grave. Since it is not your time to go to the grave, in Jesus' name, you will embrace your problems and serve God in spite of your problems and eventually prevail over all your problems. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I choose to stand for you and serve you in spite of life's many challenges. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.